In the day's other news, Colonial Pipeline resumed gasoline deliveries across the Deep South and the Mid-Atlantic, where thousands of gas stations have run dry. Panic buying broke out after a cyber attack shut down a critical East Coast pipeline last Friday. Operations have restarted, but the company says it will take several days to recover. We'll have details later in the program. A ransomware attack on the Washington, D.C. police has left thousands of sensitive documents viewable online. A Russian-speaking gang said that the city refused to meet its demands, so it posted the disciplinary files and intelligence reports. It is the worst such attack ever to hit a U.S. police department. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, came under fire today over migrant children at the southern border. Nearly 17,000 arrived without parents in April, down from March, but still historically high. At a U.S. Senate hearing, Republican Mitt Romney of Utah argued that easing Trump-era restrictions has encouraged migrants, while Mayorkas defended the changes.
Senator, if I may, we're the United States of America. 90% of these children have a parent or legal guardian in the United States, and they have a claim of fear of persecution.
So this is not a problem, then? Your view is that this is the way it's going to be.
We have the secretary responsible for securing our border and our immigration system who doesn't recognize these charts as being a problem.
Most adults intercepted at the border are still being expelled from the U.S. under pandemic restrictions. In Minneapolis, it will be next March before three former police officers face trial on charges of aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd. The trial had been set for August, but a judge pushed it back today. He said he wanted a federal civil rights case to go first because it carries stiffer penalties. There is word that reports of sexual assaults in the military were up slightly in 2020 after a sharp increase in 2019. The Associated Press says the number of cases in 2020 rose just 1%. It's unclear how much the numbers were affected by pandemic lockdowns at military bases. In economic news, weekly jobless claims fell to another pandemic low of 473,000. At the same time, Amazon announced signing bonuses of up to $1,000 in a bid to fill 75,000 jobs. And on Wall Street, investors went bargain hunting after a three-day losing streak fed by inflation fears. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 433 points to close at 34,021. The Nasdaq rose 93 points, and the S&P 500 added 49. Still to come on the NewsHour, growing panic over gas shortages in the East. Brazil's former president discusses the country's dire COVID crisis, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.